For four tries, the final whistle of the game went off at 15:53. Final whistle was at 16:53. And then when I took out my phone, the reason why I took out my phone was there were a set of Esperance fans at the top then who were now pouring water and throwing bottles to the Sunbelt fans. So the fans upstairs are the fans downstairs. This starts at 16:56, 3 minutes after full time. And then there's a back and forth between those two fans, the ones at the top and the ones at the bottom, the back and forth. 6 minutes later, the Esperance fans start to tear apart the Sundown brand. 17:02, the Esperance fans start to tear down the branding. Once they tear down the branding, this is when the Sundown fans, who are also at the top, start stepping in to say, to stop these guys from tearing down the branding. That's when a back and forth starts between the guys at the top now. That's what they start doing. And so the Taraji fans start attacking. There's a stadium announcer who kept saying, Esperance fans, please stop, please stop. In the videos in the background, there's a stadium announcer shouting, stop, stop, stop. But the Taraji fans don't stop. They keep attacking the Sundown fans, and the Sundown fans run away. Eventually, once the Esperance fans stop, the Sundown fans then now start to attack their back. And then it's now saying, hey, Sundown, stop, Sundown, stop. So this exchange happens two more times. It happens four times. And in total, I would say after about 8 to 9 minutes of them just fighting. The SRF fans were taking out flares, throwing flares, and things like that. Eventually, there's more Sundown fans who came from downstairs, who came upstairs to come help. And once you got upstairs, that's when the Esperance fans started running away. So the problem, that the main problem is, once they run away, they create their own mini stampede. In the middle of that stampede, there's a guy who falls over that balcony. In the middle of this mini stampede, every trying to run away. Guy, I don't know if he gets bumped or he gets pushed, but when they're running away, there was like mini stampede, everyone's running for their lives. One guy falls over. And so he's there, he fell over, but he's still hanging. And so someone screams, hey, Mutuile. I see him hanging. I immediately run up to him. As I run up to him, the first thing I did was grab his forearm by his wrist, because it was raining during the day. And so he was losing his grip. He was starting to slip, because he was holding onto the railing with his fingers, and he was starting to slip. So I grabbed him by the forearm, fixed his grip, and in doing this, he immediately thought I was there to essentially finish him off. So in his head, immediately as I grabbed his wrist, said to me, please, please, brother, don't do it. I have three children. That's what he said to me. He thought I was there to push him.
Finish him, yes.
He said, please, please, brother, don't do it. I have three children. And then I showed him, no, don't worry. I won't let you go. I won't let you go.
Yes.
What goes to his mind? We can't let someone die over a football match. I didn't think, because I didn't even think about the other Esperance fans who were running to one. Even as I was running to the guy and I held the guy, the Esperance fans threw bottles at me. As I'm holding that guy, the Esperance fans threw bottles at me. No way. Not at a football match. You can't let anybody die over a football match. And so, yeah, he was there. He thought, he genuinely thought I was there. He genuinely thought that. And he said, I have three kids, please don't do it. And so I told him then, after holding him, I said, no, I won't let you go. Don't worry about it, I won't let you go. I then told him, I'm going to pull you up, because he was wearing a backpack. I told him, I'm going to pull you up by your bag. As I pull you up by your bag, I want you to lift up your legs so we can get your legs to the top at least. We tried that a couple of times until eventually he was able to get some balance and pull himself up. That man, he could barely speak English. Barely speaking, he kept saying to me, you saved my life. You saved my life. I'll give you anything you want. And I was telling him, brother, no, relax. You're safe. we're not going to let you die over a football match. At that point in time, I wasn't even thinking about that. I think because of my adrenaline, I didn't care about anything else in that moment. I did not care about anything else in that moment, but I did not want to see a man die. That's what I care about the most. I don't want to go to bed knowing that today I saw a man die in front of me and I did nothing about it. I just left. It's only today that I wake up and I realize that people tell me, dude, what you did is so, so crazy. And thank you for that. Yesterday, to me, I didn't think about it. To me, it was just, I did the right thing. I didn't think it was going to be anything. Right or wrong, emotional.
Okay.
I rewatched the video this morning. I even had tears in my eyes now. Because now I'm actually seeing the gravity of the situation. I think yesterday, after everything happened, I was moving on adrenaline and I didn't actually process what just happened. I was there with friends, yes. Friends were not even near the entire thing. They found out through the videos. After that thing, I didn't even tell them. Yeah. I didn't say anything to them. I kept living life as per normal. I didn't think this was a big thing. It was weird for me that we watched me as a fan.
Yes.
The fan out players themselves, the Esperance players themselves.
Yes.
And the security was with us, watching, doing nothing. They were watching with us. They stood there and they were watching with us. Where I was sitting, I was not alone. I was with security, and security saw that man, and security stood there and did not go and fetch this guy. Stadium security was standing there looking at this guy hanging, and they themselves did not go help. Immediately afterwards, took his number.
Yes.
We went to find a paramedic, took some videos of that also. But he took my number, took his number. He said he's going to start traveling back to Tunisia today. When he gets to Tunisia, he's going to WhatsApp me.